Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is Chris Broussard, and it is Martin Weiss, the Odd Couple,
sir.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. And Odd Couple fans, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. All you do is type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, download the show, and then hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. At the bottom of the hour, of course, Lamar Mitchell, the BetMGM Director of Trading, will join us to get us ready for the weekend's games. And then, of course, Martin and I will make our picks against the spread in the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Rob Parker has been bragging a lot all week, Martin, about how he went 9-0 in some picks with Shekel City. And he did, so congratulations to him for that. But in the Pigskin Pickoff, now he is leading me. I'll give him credit. I'm being fair. He is ahead of me, three games ahead of me right now. But he has been 1-4 each of the last 2 weeks.
Yeesh.
He ain't bringing that up, though, when he talks about how he is doing in Shutter
How City. Bad were you? If he could go 2-8 in the last 2 weeks and he still got a lead. Yeah.
I started slowly.
Sheesh.
I was 0-5 2 weeks ago.
Damn.
So that's a bad one. Last week I was 2-3. So I've basically been 1-4 the last 2 weeks too. But I'm not getting on here bragging about being 9-0, making 9 right picks and all that.
Fair
so
enough.
Anyway, all right, let's stick with the NFL. And Rob G, we know the trade deadline is approaching, and Derrick Henry, the great running back for the Tennessee Titans, is on the block and maybe could be had. Rob G, bring us in, fill us in with the latest.
That's right, Chris. Tony Pauline, longtime NFL reporter, wrote in his latest insider column that there is, quote, building belief that Derrick Henry will wind up in Baltimore. Of course, Baltimore lost J.K. Dobbins to an Achilles injury week one. Gus the Bus Edwards is just okay. And with them relying heavily on the ground game, they believe that Derrick Henry could be had if Baltimore wanted him, before adding later that a sleeper team in the Derrick Henry sweepstakes would be the Dallas Cowboys. However, for Dallas, they would likely require Tennessee to eat a portion of that $6.2 million salary remaining for Derrick Henry.
He only has $6.2 million this year, right? That's left.
Correct.
How many years does he have left on his deal?
I can check that out for you.
Probably not much.
This is the last year, though.
This is the last
year. I was going to say, yeah, okay. So he'll be a free agent in the summer. So it's basically a rental. Martin Weiss, and I know Derrick Henry has lost probably a half step, but still a phenomenal runner. One of the most dangerous in the league still. And I think if I already have Baltimore winning the AFC, but give them Derrick Henry, oh my. I think people in Kansas City would be shuddering. All right? Would be scared to death about what could become of the Baltimore Ravens. And then if he were to go to Dallas, to me, he's just what the doctor ordered in Dallas. Mm. I mean, but Baltimore's running game is still very strong. Obviously, he'd make it better, but their run game is still very good. Dallas needs a run game, and I like Tony Pollard and have liked him as much as just about anybody. But without Ezekiel Elliott kind of softening up that defense, without the Thunder aspect of the Thunder and Lightning duo, Pollard hasn't been able to be Lightning. He's averaged 5 yards a carry for his career. Over that, the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And this year now, with Zeke gone, he's averaging 3.9 yards a carry. And he's not, I think it hurts him in the red zone. They need a big bruising back that they can give it to in the red zone. Obviously, Henry fits that bill. And I think he would just, you know, make things easier on Pollard throughout the game. Now, would Pollard have to be a part of that deal? Probably not. But if so, I mean, I might be willing to do that. Pollard's dangerous outside, you know, of running the ball, too. He obviously can catch it. So I want to keep him and have a real Thunder and Lightning with Derrick Henry and Tony Pollard. So I think if he were to wind up with one of those teams, I think he could potentially shift the balance of power in either conference.
I think in Dallas, he would be a great addition. In Baltimore, he is the cherry on top of a Super Bowl level Sunday. Like in Baltimore, I think if because all right, what's been the rub in Baltimore the last few years? Lamar can't stay healthy. Lamar's too much of the offense. Lamar's too much of, you know. So now they got this newer passing attack. Lamar's looking better throwing the ball than he has maybe at any better in his, at any time in his NFL career. You add a guy like Derrick Henry who is the type of running back. I know that they always say like offensive line is what is really more dependent on running back success. Well, Derrick Henry's been running in the 9-man boxes essentially his entire career.
Right.
And every single year he's healthy, we see him rip off a 75-yard run, generally against the Jaguars on some Thursday Night Football back when those had to be division games late in the year. Remember that? You would see Derrick Henry with a Earl Thomas, former Seattle. Where would he play his last year? Was it Baltimore? Baltimore. He remember when Derrick Henry threw him to the ground? That was the last thing that Earl Thomas had in his career. That was exactly that. And then he retired. He hung him up, and that was a wrap. After that, you put Derrick Henry as the option. On the read option for Lamar Jackson, stop it. All right? That's to me, is the type of trade, like the Christian McCaffrey trade for the 49ers.
Right. These teams need to think about that, too, because, you know, a lot of them are iffy about this trade, it seems. And I think you need to look at the Niners and how much better they became when they got McCaffrey. And look, McCaffrey, you know, wasn't changing the fortunes of the Carolina Panthers.
Absolutely
they were
not.
1-5 with him last year. And then, don't look and say, oh, well, Henry's not doing anything for Tennessee. No, in the right system, in the right situation, and as you said, there was more of a focus on McCaffrey and Carolina because they didn't have much of a pass game. You give Derrick Henry, like, they can't just stuff the box and focus on him, oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, it would be dynamic. And look, Baltimore already, Martin, already, while losing their best back, J.K. Dobbins, is the third best run game in the league. Give him Henry? And I agree, Lamar is throwing it well, and with a threat like Derrick Henry, I think he'd throw it even better. It would open up the passing game even more.
So, Rob G's in my ear telling me how the 49ers were dynamic prior to trading for McCaffrey with Raheem Mostert and so on.
But you not see, this dynamic.
Exactly. But the thing is, too, we at the time, there was a bunch of people who were like, that's, you know, a whole bunch of no shade to our former guest, Sam Monson, who was just along earlier today. Bunch of PFF nerds who were like, wait a minute. Are you really going to trade a second-round pick, a third-round pick, and 2 fourths for a running back? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And you know what he did? He scored 15 touchdowns in a row. Right. You know what I mean? Right. It's like, a running back in the right scenario, in the right system, just might be the last thing that you really need. And, like, that is exactly what the doctor ordered in Baltimore. Again, like you said, lost J.K. Dobbins to the Achilles. But this is a team. We saw it just last week. Detroit is a good team. All right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the rest of the season will hold out, but honestly, they got an inside track at the one seed in the NFC, and they went down to Baltimore and got their heads kicked in, right? Every game's not going to be like that. And when you look at the rest of the AFC, and teams are going to have to beat if you want to be at the top of the mountain when it's all said and done, you want to hold on to the ball when you're playing a guy like Patrick Mahomes, right? You'd rather see Jacksonville's defense than their offense. You'd rather see Kansas City's defense than their offense. These teams that people are thinking could contend around the top of the AFC, right? Derrick Henry allows you to stay on the field offensively for a longer time and not just need to be one of these quick strike offenses.
Right.
Even though we know that Lamar Jackson can hit a home run almost every time he steps onto the field, no matter where he's at, because he's one of the best athletes on the field.
The run game is still incredibly valuable to an offense. We talked about it earlier with Josh Allen. If they utilize the run game more, and they have some games this year, and it's paid dividends for them. But if they did that, you know, and it also it's obviously key to complementary football because, as you said, a strong running game can increase your time of possession, keep your defense on the sideline and rested. Now, the thing is this, and, you know, people obviously around the league want to belittle the importance of the running back. Like I said, the importance is there. The issue is this, Martin, and I agree with you. Derrick Henry's one of those few outliers. But outside of him and McCaffrey because he's so versatile, Nick Chubb is great. Cleveland hasn't really missed a beat. Raheem Mostert, you mentioned him with San Francisco, not highly touted, helped them get to the Super Bowl as part of like a group of running backs. And now you see he's having a great season in Miami. Like, that's the problem. The feeling is that I can get a good running back anywhere, right? Philadelphia let Miles Sanders go. DeAndre Swift steps in. They don't miss a beat. Isaiah Pacheco, a seventh-round pick, has displaced Clyde Edwards-Helaire, a first-round pick, in Kansas City. You know, that's what's hurting backs. I still think they need to get their due because in certain instances, that's who the fans are going to see, right? They're going to see Derrick Henry. They're going to see McCaffrey. They were going to see Nick Chubb. You know, some of these guys are the draw. In New York, they're going to see Saquon Barkley. They're not going to see anybody else on that team.
Mm-hmm.
And so they should get paid. But we do have to admit, you can find if you got a decent offensive line that can run block, there are a lot of really good running backs out there.
But the thing,
look at Achane in Miami, averaged 12 yards a carry.
But the
people didn't even know where he came from.
Texas A&M. But the thing about this, Chris, it's like the center position in the NBA. Has it been devalued? Sure. But if you got one of them ones, the top of the class, king of the hill, you got Embiid, you got Jokic, you're going to pay that tax.
Giannis, right.
You're going to pay that tax on Giannis, okay? You're going to pay that tax on Embiid. You're going to pay that tax on Jokic. Hell, you might just pay that tax on a Bam Adebayo, right? Because if you got one of them ones, like, that can take you over the top. That's what you see consistently. You're going to pay that tax on Anthony Davis, even though he's up and down. because you know on when he's up, he can win you a game. Ain't nobody mistaking Miles Sanders or Raheem Mostert for the top of the class. You know, are they good? Absolutely. Not trying to knock
production, but I hear you. But and that's the thing. Derrick Henry is one of those few.
It's guys who can overcome. Like you talk about, if you have a good offensive line, well, the list of teams that can say that is probably like 10 out of the 32 in the NFL that have that feel really great about all the five hog mollies they got in front of running backs blocking for them. So that's where I land on it. It's like some guys overcome mistakes. Like y'all been talking about Justin Herbert the last week or so because he doesn't overcome anything. Right? Is he great?
But he has a lot to overcome.
He does not overcome.
But I hear you.
Guys right. like, huh?
He has a lot to overcome, but I hear you. All right. It is the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Where would you like to see Derrick Henry end up? Baltimore, Dallas, or elsewhere? Your thoughts next. Chris and Martin, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is beautiful. Trust me. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Where would you like to see Derrick Henry wind up if he's traded? And do you think he'd shift the balance of power in either conference?
All right, Ken in Stockton, you're up. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, buddy?
Hey, Chris, stop giving Rob so many days off. I wish I had his work schedule.
Man, you ain't lying. I mean, my God, it's ridiculous. The only person with more days off than him is Alex Teicher.
I know the Rams can't afford it, but I'd sure like to see him on the Rams. But
the Rams?
Up in Baltimore.
Y'all not going anywhere. It'd be a waste of money for y'all.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
It'd be a waste of money for y'all. Super Bowl number one.
I mean, Baltimore? Hold on a second. Kyren Williams been balling. He just got hurt. That's all. Kyren Williams. Rams running back out of Notre Dame. He's been playing well. I mean, hold on. You might have got one already for yourself, buddy. Just relax a little bit. We'll see. Let's go to Drew in Denver. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, champ?
What up? I think Dallas needs to trade for Henry. I think, they have Pollard, but he's a one-hitter quitter. He's just going to take
–
he's not going to wear down the defense like Derrick Henry would. If you get Derrick Henry, the opposing defense is going to have to bring down that safety into the box. You know what I'm saying? And I think every team in the NFC, any contender in the NFC has a real running game. You know, like the Lions have two good running backs. The Eagles always have a running game, and the 49ers do too. So I think if the Cowboys want to go somewhere, they're going to need to trade for a running back because they don't have one. Nobody fears the running game enough to not be scared of Dak throwing the ball, if that makes sense.
No, I hear you, I agree. I think they need him far more than Baltimore. I mean, he'd be great in Baltimore, but Dallas needs him more. Martin, you'd rather have Henry, but if I'm Dallas and I can't get Henry, there are other guys I'm looking at, but I'd look at Ezekiel Elliott too. I would bring back Zeke if I'm Dallas and I couldn't get anybody better.
There's no way they bring back Zeke.
Why not?
Because you know what? It's the same thing that the New York Jets are doing with Zach Wilson. You moved out. You broke up with her. Just because your new apartment has water damage doesn't mean you moved back in where you left. She don't love you no more.
With Zach Wilson?
Look. When Aaron Rodgers got hurt, they were all talking about how Zach Wilson was, he's gotten so much better. He's this, he's that, he's this, he's that. No, you were ready to move on from him last season, and you did. Same thing with Dallas.
Okay.
You were ready to move on from
him. What is he doing now for the New York Jets? Starting at quarterback. So I don't get that.
Because
comparison.
That's because
here's the other
they should have traded
Zeke,
him.
Zeke, first of all, Zeke knows that he's not nearly as good as he used to be.
Sure.
He would be great in the locker room. Obviously, the guys loved him, and he'd be great. He's best friends with Dak. And he would be able – he would play his role. He wouldn't be the number one back. He would be similar to what he did last year, maybe even less, probably even less than last year. But he would be able to block, and he would be able to be the goal line finisher in that backfield. I think that makes sense, man. As Joe Dumars has said, it's not about being right. It's about getting it right. Don't be afraid to admit they made a mistake with Zeke.
All right. How many times have you noticed that Jerry Jones is admitting that he made a mistake? Right? Like, I hear you. But
28 years, there's been some mistakes.
But I hear you, but it's just the guy who's pulling the trigger, I don't buy it.
I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying I think that'd be a good move. But ideally, you want to get Derrick Henry.
I think you could get – I'd rather might have Dalvin Cook than Ezekiel Elliott, honestly, for the role.
I think they're – now, Dalvin's not, a bruising back either. He's more than Pollard, that's for sure. He brings, he brings a lot of what Pollard does, you know, but maybe at a higher level. But I just think they need some force. They need somebody to take a pounding as a running back, and I think Zeke could do that. All right,
hold on.
Lamar Mitchell is around the corner, but first, Steve DeSager with the update. Steve.
There we go. At game one of the World Series at Texas. That's all right. Game one is with the Rangers hosting tonight and game two tomorrow there, by the way, also on Fox TV. Arizona has retaken the lead 4-3 over the Rangers going to the bottom of the fourth. Tommy Pham with a solo home run off Nathan Eovaldi, a guy who's 4-0 in these playoffs, but has given up four runs in his four innings tonight. He does have seven strikeouts, no walks. The Diamondbacks starting pitcher Zach Gallen with 71 pitches in the first three innings. He's given up three runs. So far, the guy who's the likely NL Rookie of the Year this season, Corbin Carroll of the Diamondbacks, has starred as he did last game in clinching the NLCS. He had a two-run triple in the top of the third tonight. First guy since Kurt Flood with a triple and two RBIs in his first career World Series game. And Kurt Flood played for the 1964 Cardinals. Speaking of youngsters, for Texas, Evan Carter was not even in the major leagues until September. And he's batted 300 that last month, 300 in the playoffs. And here in game one, one of the youngest players with an RBI in a World Series opener. Of course, Andrew Jones, when he started with the Braves, 1996, he was not yet 20 years old, and Jones had five RBIs, winning a World Series opener against the Yankees back in the 90s. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy returned to full practice. He's questionable with a concussion. He still needs to clear protocol's last step tomorrow. 49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel is out this week. San Francisco hosts Cincinnati. As for the NBA games in progress, 10 seconds to go. The Denver Nuggets are leading 107-104 at Memphis. Make it now 108-104. And they've just started the fourth quarter. Boston is tied with Miami 88-88. About a minute to go. Detroit leads at Charlotte 110-97. And among the six NHL games, at Carolina, Hurricanes 3-0 over San Jose in the third. Chicago in overtime beat Vegas 4-3. Vegas had been 7-0 this season. Saturday, college football on Fox TV, noon Eastern time, 7-0 Oklahoma at Kansas. Then a top 20 matchup of Oregon at Utah on Fox. Then the World Series on Saturday night. By the way, of the current top 25 group this week in the AP poll, the 25 have only lost a total of 23 games this year, and most of those losses were against other currently ranked teams, 19 of those 23 losses. Leadoff man aboard for Texas, bottom of the fourth. They try and get back against Arizona, which is leading 4-3, bottom of the fourth against the Rangers. Game one of the World Series. Back to you.
All right, thank you, Steve. Have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Chris Broussard, Martin Weiss is in for Rob Parker. Football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff, for Countdown to Kickoff presented by BetMGM. They'll have you covered right before all of the Saturday and Sunday games, all the way through Super Bowl Sunday. You can listen to Countdown to Kickoff weekend mornings right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. All right, our next guest is the BetMGM Director of Trading. You hear him here every Friday night. He gets you ready for the weekend like no other. Our man, Lamar Mitchell. Lamar, welcome. How are you, brother?
Good. How about yourself, Chris? What's up,
Martin? I'm great. And we got Martin Weiss filling in for Rob Parker.
My man, Lamar. How's it going, my guy?
Good, good, Martin. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, absolutely, brother. Let's get it started. Pat Mahomes, 12-0 in his career straight up against the Broncos. This week, they're 7-point road favorites in Denver. What kind of odds could I get on Kansas City outright? And given how dominant they've been, are you seeing the Chiefs in a lot of the teasers this week?
You know, it's funny because the sharps are all on the Broncos.
Wow.
You did ask what the odds were. Right now it's 350. So you got to bet 350 to win 100 on the Chiefs just to win outright. Joe Public, though, they're on the Chiefs at about a clip of about 3-1.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right, Lamar. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Martin. I'm sorry.
I was about to say, I also am on the Broncos. Nick, you know, Nick Wright's been all over this on your TV show, Chris, but the number one team loses the next week. Kansas City was like, Kansas City was the top of that last week. All right, Lamar, back to the business. The Rams undefeated against the spread in their last seven games after a loss. This week, 6.5-point road dogs down there in ATT against the Cowboys coming off a bye. Where are the sharps here?
The sharps are on the Rams plus the 6.5 points. Joe Public on the Cows, 2-1 clip and tickets. Money's coming in on the Cows too, but the sharps are definitely on the Rams here.
I love the
All
cows.
Right, look, one thing we've learned, Martin, I'm sorry, Lamar, this season, is that the Dolphins, they feast on bad teams, right? 5-0 against the spread against teams with losing records, 4-0 as a favorite. This week, 9.5-point favorites at home against the Patriots. I'd assume the bettors are all over Miami. Is that the case?
Chris, you are not so fast, my friend, because it's definitely not looking that way. The sharps and Joe Public are all on the Pats, plus the 9.5, 10.5 when we open it. Ticket count's about 3-1 in favor of the Pats. And it looks like they're betting the under on this game. But, yeah, definitely they don't see the Dolphins covering this division game, or covering the spread.
Now, I wonder how much the injury report has to do with that, with Tyreek Hill and his hip in question. But I got a fun fact for you, Lamar. I know you come on here to spit all the facts and tell us where everything is at. I got a fact for you. Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers are the only team without a single cover this season and without a win, too. This week, they're 3.5-point home dogs against C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans in the battle of the first and second overall picks. Do the bettors have any confidence in the Frank Wright-led Panthers?
I don't think so here. The Sharps and the pros are on the Texans here. About a 3-1 clip in favor of the Texans. They are betting, the Sharps are betting under in this game, so they don't think there's going to be a lot of points scored between these two rookie quarterbacks. But it's Joe Public and the Sharps are all on the Texans.
All right, Lamar.
Thanks for that thing. That was a good one.
No doubt. I got you, brother.
We still don't know who's going to be starting at quarterback for the Niners. All right. Could be Brock Purdy, of course. Could be Sam Darnold. I got a two-part question for you. One, as an odds maker, is there much difference between the two quarterbacks? And two, how much action are you seeing on the Bengals given all the uncertainty in San Francisco?
You know, what's funny is at the beginning when we didn't know about Purdy's concussion protocol, it was the Sharps and Joe Public were all on the Niners. Once we did learn that we're getting a little bit more action, we did take a large five-figure bet on the Bengals, and it looks like the public is, like I say, still on the Niners. As far as how do you handicap those two quarterbacks, you know, Sam Darnold has been around. Hopefully he won't be seeing ghosts. But in that system, if anybody can make him not see ghosts, it's going to be Shanahan in that system. So they're pretty similar to us in that regard.
Well said, though. Martin's a huge Darnold fan. But you're right. He sees ghosts.
I'm a huge Darnold fan. All right. Yeah, you know what? No, the odds makers spoke. All right. There's not a big difference, just like Tavarius Ward said, between Brock Purdy and Sam Darnold. Anyway, all right, Lamar, this one is personal. Born and raised in New Orleans, and I watched this terrible team for years. And they finally get a guy like Drew Brees. He turns his thing around, Drew Brees and Sean Payton. But this offense has been stuck in the mud since Drew Brees retired, going under the total in 12 of their last 13 games. It's almost been an auto bet because they can't score. This week, they travel to Indianapolis to take on the Colts, over under 43.5. What type of action are you seeing on this total?
They're betting over this total. I mean, we opened it at 42.5. They bet that up. The Sharps did. The ticket count from Joe Public is even, Steven. But there's still a little bit slightly more on the over here. I'm sorry about your Saints not being able to score. It's been a rough time. Since
it's been a disaster, Lamar. A disaster.
Don't sugarcoat it. All right, the Vikings. And coming off a really impressive win over the Niners, of course, 1.5-point road favorites over Green Bay Sunday. Green Bay's lost three straight and haven't even covered the spread in any of those three games. How much action are you seeing on Minnesota in this one?
A lot. I'm telling you, a lot of action. I mean, we did take a substantial money line wager on the Packers, but all the money on the side has been all Minnesota. I mean, ticket count's about 4-1 in favor of the Vikings, and the public is just loading up on the Vikings here. We're not seeing much outside of that big bet on the money line on the Packers. Everything's been Vikings, Vikings, Vikings.
Now, the battle of New York is also the battle of backup quarterbacks, as the Jets have a bottom third scoring offense in the NFL. They only score 18 points a game. Thankfully, they get the Giants this week, who are dead last at 12.1 points a game. The Sharps have to be pounding the under 35.5 in this spot. Am I right?
Actually, the Sharps are laid off of this game here on the total. They did take the money line on the Jets, though. But, yeah, they haven't really done anything on this total. And I expect to see something come in later on Sunday when it gets closer. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, in this situation, not a lot of scoring is expected in this game here. The public is definitely on the Jets here. They think they have the better backup quarterback here in this situation. But the total, slight edge to the under, but nothing from the Sharps as of yet.
All right, that is our man Lamar Mitchell with all of the knowledge. We appreciate your time, brother, as always.
Thanks for coming on, Lamar.
Thanks for helping me, fellas. You guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too, my man. That's Lamar Mitchell, BetMGM's Director of Trading. We are, of course, the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. And keep it locked because our pigskin pickoffs are next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Martin Weiss is in for Rob Parker as we wrap up a funky Flashback Friday. DJ Iowa Sam, definitely been funky all night. Excellent work, my man. And we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com. or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, it is time, folks, for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. And in for Rob G, who had to jet out. He's got a hot date with his wife. Mm-hmm. All right. We got Patrick Suica stepping in to do the honors. Patrick, welcome, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
You ready to retire?
So are we? Did Rob give you guys his pick?
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their pigskin pickoff.
Did Rob give you guys his picks?
No, but he did give Rob G the picks, so Rob's gonna he's gonna tally them up after that. So we're gonna start with the pigskin pickoff here, Chris. We got the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Jags are favored by 2.5 points. Who are you taking, Chris?
I am going with the Steelers in this one to pull off the upset. I think they've been playing good defensively. Obviously, they've been playing well. And I think that their offense is going to come together a little bit, enough at least, to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I, too, am taking the Pittsburgh Steelers here. Mike Tomlin as a home dog. You might as well take it straight to the bank. Also, Jacksonville's travel. Everybody's worried about it in New Orleans last week. I'm worried about it in Pittsburgh this week. They've been on the road a lot.
that absolute. Who's Rob picking?
You know what? Rob G did not fill me in on that. He's going to tally it afterwards for the whole game on that. So we're just going to do you and Martin.
Don't worry, Chris. You got an ass whooping coming. Don't worry about what Rob got coming. You got an ass whooping coming here.
I'm about to catch Rob. That's why I'm going to make up two games this week, and then I'll only be one back, and then, you know, I'll pass him.
You know what, Chris? Play the teams on the schedule. I'm on the schedule right now. Let's get it.
I got to be honest. I'm looking past you. You're light work. I'm looking past you.
We'll see how this goes on Monday. What's up, Pat?
Okay, we got light work today, boys. We got the Saints at the Colts, and I'm not going to lie to you. Saints are favored by 1 point. Now, Chris Broussard, what are you thinking?
It's a tough one. Obviously, the Saints haven't been playing good football. And I'm not, you know, Gardner Minshew, great coming in and, you know, filling in when somebody gets hurt. Not as great as the starters. He's played well at times. But I think New Orleans, they need this game. They don't want to fall back in their division. So I got New Orleans winning this.
You know what, Chris? We just asked Lamar Mitchell about the Saints and the under. You know why the under always hits in Saints games? Because they can't score over 20 points. You know what the Indianapolis Colts have done every game this year? Score over 20 points. The Colts win this game. Obviously, they win it outright. They're 1 point dog. They win it outright.
All right.
All right. All right. Ooh, we going out with it. All right, next game up, we got the Los Angeles Rams at the Dallas Cowboys. And, guys, this one's not even close. Cowboys favored by 6.5 points. CB, what are we looking at right now?
Cowboys coming off the bye. I think they are ready to make a statement. You know, they've been listening to the media talk about them. They're mad at the way we're talking about them. And the Rams are a solid team. I don't discount them. But I think Dallas is going to come out and have a strong effort, and I got them winning and covering.
Give me the Rams here to cover, Cowboys to win. Look, the Rams probably would have beat Pittsburgh last week if Brett Maher was an NFL-level kicker. He's not. They just got a new one. I assume he'll be better than the guy he replaced. If that's the case, I like the Cowboys. I mean, I like Cowboys to win, but the Rams to cover.
Oh, all right, all right. Speaking of not even close, we got the Patriots at the Dolphins. And spoiler alert, the Dolphins are favored by 9.5 points. Chris, what are you feeling on this one?
That's a lot of points to be covering. And Tyreek Hill, Martin mentioned, he's, you know, a little banged up, think he's going to play. But New England feeling good about itself off its big victory. I've got Miami winning the game, but New England with the point. So New England covers, Miami wins the game. I'm with New England.
Same thing here. I think New England covers, but just barely. Very much similar to what we saw on Thursday night as the Buccaneers just barely covered against the Bills. I'm thinking we see something similar to that. You know what, Chris? The public has been going nuts this betting season, this football season. Vegas is about to get some of that money back. This is one of the games that they do.
Ooh, one of the games that we do. Now we're going to go with the final one here. And this one is a little bit close. We got the Bengals at San Francisco against the Niners. Niners favored by 4 points flat. Chris, your final word. What do you think?
Martin Weiss knows already. I am going with the Bengals with the upset. Whether it's Brock. Look, if it's Brock Purdy playing, I feel a little differently. But I've already gone out there on TV and said the Bengals. So I'm going to stick with the Bengals to win this game. They need it more than even San Francisco does. Joe Burrow says he's feeling 100%. They're off the bye. They watched what Kirk Cousins did to that San Francisco defense last week, and they got better weapons and a better quarterback than Minnesota. So I'm with Cincinnati winning this game.
Chris, I'll give you one guess. He's playing in this game. Do you know the quarterback that has the best career record against the spread in at least 20 starts? His name is Joe Burrow. Covers 66% of his 54 career starts. I'm taking Joe. I was taking him before Brock Purdy was locked out, ruled out or whatever, concussion protocol. I don't give a damn who's quarterback for the 49ers. Give me Joe Burrow.
I see you listened to me on First Things First today. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's mad respect.
You know, I'll be listening to you all week next week, too, because I'll be working on your show. Did you know that?
From L.A., though.
Yeah, from L.A.
You need to come on out to the big city, my man.
They got to expense the trip, brother. You know what I'm saying? That's all
right, just
that's
stay
all it
on
takes.
Out here. Stay on out there.
Exactly.
Patrick Sweet, great stuff, man. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
All right, Martin, quickly, you got a little, you got about, I don't know, 45 seconds to a minute. What's up with your boys in Michigan?
Listen, Chris, if you leave your car outside, parked, with all the doors open.
Be quick. I don't know how long we got.
All the doors open and the key in the ignition, right? And somebody drives off in your car. Whose fault is it? Your fault or the person who stole the car? Keep your stuff together. If people, you mad about people stealing your signals, change the signals. That's my thing. Change the signals.
Really?
Yes. I was with them on the whole COVID.
Sounds like, look, that's wrong. They shouldn't be doing that. But if it is this commonplace, and I don't know that it is, but if everybody's doing it, I think that should affect the degree of the punishment. But I do think there should be punishment.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, a slap on the wrist, not some of this death penalty stuff that people are talking about. It's ridiculous.
No, not death penalty, but slap on the wrist only if it's commonplace. If it's not commonplace, no one else does it, which I find hard to believe, then they got to get some serious punishment, though.
I find it hard to believe, too.
All right, Martin, great work, man. Have a good weekend.
All right,
my guy. It's the iCouple. We signing. Wow.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.